Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It's going to be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second half as they trail Marion 29-21. By the way, I just got a little bit of update from ESPN. One of the teams that upset Kentucky early in the season was Evansville. They were coached by former Kentucky alum Walter McCarty. Walter McCarty had been been placed on administrative leave amid allegations of sexual misconduct. Had just received word that Evansville has fired Walter McCarty for. I guess they investigated and they must have thought there was validity to those allegations. And so McCarty has been dismissed from Evansville after coming up with an upset win over Kentucky. Here's Gilbert with the ball up top for Mount Holmes. Throws over to the left side to Sorrell. Up top to Harris. Harris going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Tabor chases down the offensive rebound. Kicks back out to Gilbert. Mount Holmes will set back up. Bombers trailing by 8 as we are 25 seconds into the second half. Here is Sorrell throwing it over to Harris on the left wing. Ball goes up top to Tabor. Tabor will find Harris cutting into the lane. Now Harris will dribble out to the right corner, kicks out to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert will dribble towards the elbow, throws it up top to Jones. Jones going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Matt Jones with 17 points now, 29-24. Bombers trailing Marion with 7:06 left in this third quarter. Here is Boyce with the ball up near the top. He's going to drill to the left elbow. Throws it on the left side to Waterford. Waterford will dribble up between the circles. Gives it over to Reeves. Reeves is going to pull up at the left elbow for the jumper. Will not go. Tabor gets the rebound, that is. And back comes Mount Holmes with a chance to make it a one-possession game. 6:45 left to play in the third quarter. A five-point Marion advantage. Ball goes over to Sorrell on the left wing. Up to Jones. Down, he tries to throw it to Tabor. Ball was knocked around and stolen by Marion. That is Mount Holmes' 10th turnover of the night. Here is Boyce back the other way, and now Marion's going to turn it over as Boyce is called for the charge. Makai Boyce picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against Marion here in the second half. 6:25 left to play in the third quarter. Bombers with the ball, trailing 29-24. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Tabor on the right side, up top to Harris, over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert takes the screen, is going to pull up for the jumper, will not go, but draws contact. And we'll head to the free throw line with 6:14 left in the third quarter. Makai Boyce picks up his second personal foul. That is the second team foul against Marion here in the second half. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 7 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. And if he gets this next one, it'll be a one-possession game. Gilbert with one more free throw. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 9 points, and it's a three-point margin now. 29-26 our score. Here comes Boyce into the front court. A little over 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Boyce will give it to Johnson. Up top now to Boyce. Boyce is going to go down into lane, pull up for the jumper. Will not go. Johnson is fouled from behind on the rebound. And, went hard into the goalpost. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul as the first team foul against Mount Holmes here in the second half. 5:59 left to play in the third quarter. It will be Boyce inbounding the ball on the baseline for Marion. Gets it into Reeves. Reeves is immediately going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Dietrich Reeves Jr. with 6 points on the night, and it's back to a two-possession lead for Marion. 32-26 our score. Here's Harris throwing it to the front court to Sorrell. Sorrell dribbling on the left wing. Gives it to Tabor at the elbow. Finds Jones cutting into the lane. Trying to go up for the layup shot. He had the ball knocked from behind, and looks like it's Marion's going to come up with a steal. Here's Waterford with it up top. He's going to dribble toward the right elbow, pull up for the jumper. Good. Darius Waterford now with 13 points, and Mount Tom's going to take another timeout after committing their 11th turnover of the night. We'll break with 5:26 left to play in the third quarter. It is Marion leading Mountain Home 34-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Mount Tom takes a timeout after Marion goes back up by Mount Tom. That was their second timeout that they've used tonight. Marion still has all five of theirs. 5:26 left to play in the third quarter. Marion leads 34-26. Gilbert will take the inbound pass. Looks like a three-quarter zone press for Marion. Mount Tom does get it into the front court. Here's Crawford with it on the left wing. Gives it back to Gilbert. Back over to Crawford. Crawford will pick up his dribble, try and figure out where to go with it. Now he tries to throw it up top. Sorrell, ball is knocked away. Looks like it was in a little contact as well, but no call as Marion comes up with the steal. That is Mount Tom's 12th turnover of the night. Ball goes down to Waterford in the left corner. He dribbles out to wing, up top to Boyce. Looks like Mount Tom in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over on the right side to Boyce, up top to, to Reese, up top to Boyce. And now not another offensive foul is going to be called on Makai Boyce. That is his third personal foul. That is the 13th foul against the Patriots and their fifth turnover of the night. 4:49 left to play in the third quarter as Boyce will take a seat. Well, no, not yet, actually. Marion comes up with a boy, Marion came almost forced another turnover, but turns out Johnson was just a little too close to the sideline. Now Boyce will take a seat as he's replaced by Damian Phillips, a 5'10 senior. So 4:41 let's play as Mount Tom will inbound on the near sideline, trailing 34-26. Crawford takes inbound pass, gives it to Gilbert, into the front court to Sorrell, down to Jones in the corner. Jones going to go down into the lane for a layup, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up with it, off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 19 points, 34-28, back to a two-possession game. Here is Reeves with the ball on the right side. He puts up the three-pointer, good. Boy, right with a hand in his face, too. He now has 9 points, 37-28. Patriots lead by 9. Here's Sorrell with it. Back to Gilbert. Back to Sorrell into the front court. Picks up his drill, finds Jones on the right side. Jones going to try to throw it to Tabor. Pass was stolen from behind by Johnson. As Mount Tom's 13th turnover of the night. Back comes Marion. Here is Waterford with it in the corner. He's going to dribble out to the paint, near the paint. Now kicks out to Reeves. Over on the left side to Phillips. Phillips going to try for the three-pointer on the left wing. No good. Johnson gets offensive rebound. Dribbles to the right corner. Now kicks out to Reeves in the wing. Now dribbles up to the top. Over to Waterford on the left side. Down to McDonald in the corner. Timothy McDonald will dribble out to the wing. Gives it to Phillips in the paint. Kicks out to Reeves in the right corner. He's going to try for another three, and he gets this one to go as well. Boy, Dietrich Reeves now with 12 points. And it's a 12-point lead for the Patriots. 40-28 our score. Ball goes down to Tabor, who's all by himself in the lane as Mount Holmes able to figure out a way to get that ball past the press. And to Tabor, who was no one was there around him. Dawson Tabor gets the easy layup. That's his first 2 points of the night. 40-30, Marion leading it with 3:08 left to play in the third quarter. Here is McDonald with the ball on the right elbow. He's going to go down toward the low block for the jumper. No good. Ball saved in by Jones to the hands of Amsorel, and Mount Holmes able to secure the rebound. Gilbert tries to throw it to Jones in the front court. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Marion. Back come, they come as Phillips is going to go into the lane for the layup. Good. And now Phillips gets his first 2 points of the night, and Mount Tom's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter. It is Marion leading Mount Tom 42-30. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dietrich Reeves has really heated up now here in this third quarter. He has had three threes just in this period alone. He has currently 12 points, and on top of that, Marion's starting to press a little more and starting to bother Mountain Home a little bit. And they'll be going with that again as Mountain Home trails 42-30 with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter. Crawford takes an inbound pass. He's being double teamed. Now kicks it up to Sorrell. Now to Gilbert. Now Gilbert's being double teamed, trying to figure out how to dribble out of it. Picks up his dribble. They still got to get it across the timeline here over to Crawford, and they're not going to beat the 10-second count.
10-second violation.
So Mountain Home will commit their 14th turnover of the night. Marion gets it back with 2:34 left to play in the third quarter as they lead by a dozen. McDonald inbound the ball on the far sideline. He gets it in to Waterford. Waterford will dribble to the right, toward the right side. Now throws it up top to Reeves. Reeves will dribble towards the elbow. Now goes back out behind the arc. Over to Waterford on the right side. Waterford's going to dribble down into the lanes, going up for the layup, and it will roll around and go in. Darius Waterford with 15 points. 44-30, Mountain Home trailing Marion with a little over 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here is Gilbert with it. Gets it into the front court to Tabor. And Tabor has the ball knocked away but is able to get it back. Now we'll throw it to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Gilbert has it on the right side, trying to avoid a double team. Throws it up top to Jones. Jones will drill down into the lane, going in for the layup. It will not go. Gets his own rebound, but was right there on the baseline, and so it will be Marion's basketball with 1:42 left in the third quarter. I think Jones probably would have had that basket if he'd used the glass. He was trying to put a little soft touch on it, just a little too short there. Lower minute and a half left in this third quarter. Marion with the ball, leading by 14. There's Waterford with it. Now to home in a man-to-man. Now Reeves has it near the top. Back over to Waterford on the right side. Now he'll give it to Jaden Forrest. Forrest, I believe, checked in during the timeout. Forrest throws over on the left side to McDonald. Back over to Forrest. 1 minute left to play in this third quarter. Now Waterford throws it down on the low block to Reeves. Reeves is going to be called for the offensive foul. Dietrich Reeves Jr. picks up his second personal foul. That's the 14th foul against the Patriots, and their sixth turnover of the night. Jake McGee is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Crawford with 55 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Marion leading 44-30. Sorrell will inbound it to Jones. Over to McGee, finds Gilbert. Gilbert trying to get it across the timeline. He does. Now he's being triple-teamed, trying to figure out how to get out of it. Gives it to McGee. Back to Gilbert. 42 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Gilbert's being double-teamed. Now throws it to Jones. Jones is going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. Now he's called for the offensive foul. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul, second team foul against Mountain Home, and their 15th turnover of the night. 33.8 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Patriots get the ball back as they lead 44-30. Here is Forrest with the ball. Marion, I don't know if they're going to try over the last shot of the period or not. Here is Waterford throwing it down to Reeves just outside the lane. He dribbles out to the corner now. Now he's going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper over Sorrell, and he gets it. Dietrich Reeves Jr. with 14 points. 46-30, Mountain Homes trailing Marion. 6 seconds left. Here is Jones with it. He gets into the front court to Sorrell through 2 seconds. Sorrell's going to try one last heave before the buzzer. He can't get it to go, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Well, Marion just took over in that third quarter. They lead 46-30. We will start the final quarter in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room. And when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, well, what kind? You say, chocolate lab. And weave a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.